When I was done, Drover grinned. Gosh, thanks. That helps a bunch. Good. Great. I'm always glad to help you through life's little trials. Yeah, but I still don't understand what you said to the coyotes that made them laugh so hard. Now that we're safe, maybe you could tell me. I glanced over both shoulders just to be sure we weren't being watched and lowered my voice. I'll tell you, but you've got to promise to keep it a secret. We don't want Pete getting hold of this information. He promised to keep it a secret, and I told him about the ha-ha game. Naturally, he was impressed. I'll be darned. How'd you ever think of that? It's an old spy trick, Drover. I've been saving it back for an emergency. Boy, it sure worked. Do you reckon we could try it out, just you and me? I swept my gaze around the headquarters compound. Everything was quiet. Sure, I guess we've got time to run through it once. You want to kick it off, or shall I? Oh, you better do it. I might mess up. Good thinking. Don't forget, the point is to keep yourself from laughing. Okay, here we go. Ha.
Ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, 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 ha.
Ha, 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 ha.
Uh-oh, I'm fixing to lose it.
When he lost it, so did I. I mean, when a guy is standing there in front of you laughing himself silly, it's hard to maintain iron discipline. Yes, sir, we lost it, both of us. And we're talking about falling down and rolling around in the dirt is how much we lost it. I hadn't laughed so hard in years. It was kind of a touching moment, actually. The elite forces of the security division taking time out of our busy schedules to share... Rip and snort?